It's Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9, the new one from Billie Eilish with Therefore I Am. It is 8:10 on a Wednesday morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and joining me on the line now is Scott Sveland, who is president of the Blue Key Honor Society at Michigan Tech. Good morning, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Walt. Thank you so much for having me.
Wanted to have you on to talk about the premier event that's happening up in the Copper Country at Michigan Tech University. It's Winter Carnival, and this is always a big to-do, and we wanted to have a chance to give you an opportunity to talk to folks about what's going on, because a few things are going to be a little bit different because of the coronavirus, but really the first question is, you know, are all the statues and everything that Winter Carnival is known for, is that all happening?
They are, and I'm very happy to say that we actually have more statues than normal this year. Everybody's really excited to get out there to do their part to really build these statues. Of course, everybody's taking COVID protocol extremely seriously, you know, so that means masking up, staying socially distant when applicable, no bigger than 25 people per statue site. You know, but yeah, everybody should see these amazing statues going up. The theme this year is our favorite cartoons for a snowy afternoon. So we're very excited to see all of the creative different sculptures that students are going to come up with.
That's always part of it with Winter Carnival, is that the statues are not only impressive in their size, but also their design, their theme, the way they use the theme of the carnival every year. And if somebody's never seen these statues, what do you tell them? Why should they come and take a look?
You know, it really is, it's like you said, you know, these are all done completely by college students, and so you really just have no idea. Like, I've seen whole villages erected with just snow and ice, you know, so they're really beautiful. And then luckily, you know, if people can't make it this year, we are going to be posting pictures of all of our statues online on our website. So people, if you cannot come, please, we highly encourage you to see these, support our students. You know, they're really going to be, I think, an amazing spectacle for everybody.
Scott Sveland on the line with us today. He is the president of the Blue Key Honor Society, which puts on the Winter Carnival and has been doing it since the mid-30s at Michigan Tech. And Scott, that was also a reason why we wanted to talk to you today, is that there are activities that are going on. Some people will maybe not want to attend because of the coronavirus protocols, but you have taken steps, especially with the statue viewing, that if people do make the trip and want to see it in person, you've made accommodations for that, haven't you?
Definitely. You know, we ask that if anybody does come up, you know, we follow all the protocol, you know, so that's wearing a mask, staying socially distant within your group. So if you're coming up like as a family, you know, please be cognizant of the other groups around you. Don't get too close, stay 6 feet apart. And then if you do come on campus, you know, we have a symptom tracker, which people, if you just Google MTU Flex Visitor Symptom Tracker, you should be able to find it right away. And that's at Flex, F-L-E-X. And so with that, you know, people can still see them and stuff. You know, people even driving by, you know, and if people are a little bit more worried about getting out, you know, that is always an option, too, of kind of just driving by these a little bit. Just being careful of the roads, of course, always. You know, and really, you know, I think this is going to be a really great opportunity to just give some people some cheer, you know, nowadays.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
It's really important to see.
Yes, absolutely. You know, you'll also talk about people like you can drive by, the sidewalks will be right there. You mentioned, though, that there's more statues this year than there has been in the past, maybe more groups getting involved or whatever. What is sort of the schedule here? Because anybody that knows Winter Carnival knows that there's judging times and things that I know they put on the best of the best of the statues. What's maybe the schedule to keep in mind in terms of the best viewing?
Definitely. So if you look at this week, so the technical Winter Carnival, it starts today, and then it goes, tonight's the all-nighter, so that's when many of like the all-nighter statues will be being constructed throughout literally the entire night. And then, you know, throughout Thursday through Sunday, you know, is kind of like the best viewing point. Mm-hmm. I would encourage people to look at the weather. You know, that's kind of what usually dictates the best viewing time for four different people, whether it's either a little bit too hot, if it's going to blizzard out, you know. So, you know, of course, the weather always changes up in the UP very quickly, as we all know.
That's so the truth.
That's something I would definitely take an advantage of.
Talking with Scott Sveland, who is president of the Blue Key Honor Society, putting on the Winter Carnival activities at Michigan Tech. And it's funny, Scott, when you said it starts today, you had that little sort of laugh in your voice that says, oh, we're underway. But you probably are hearing from students, the community, everybody saying that there's a sense of normalcy knowing that those statues will be up in these crazy times that we're in. And that's got to be somewhat heartening for your organization and everybody that's building the statues in particular.
Yeah, I really can't speak highly of that. You know, we've had a few little events leading up to this week, like snow volleyball or whatever, and seeing the students out there and just smiling and laughing and having a good time, like, it really does bring back a lot of great memories, you know, and people are just so excited. And as long as people are staying safe, you know, and being very cognizant of their surroundings, I really do think this could be an extremely memorable event for everybody involved.
Scott,
I just cannot thank the students in the surrounding community more highly. They've been amazing.
It's absolutely good, and I know that people are appreciating it, that they make the trip, or they want to look in on it. And you mentioned a website. What is the website address for folks to check out to stay abreast of what's going on, maybe photos, maybe other updates? Where can people find out more?
Definitely. So our website is mtu.edu/carnival/2021.
Scott Svieland on the line with me today, president of the Blue Key Honor Society, putting on Winter Carnival. Gets going today through the weekend. Really is the hot time to visit if you're interested. Good luck with everything. Certainly, thanks for all the work that you've done for the community with it. Have a great Winter Carnival, and hopefully everything goes well, and stay warm.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for having me.
All righty. Bye-bye. Scott Svieland on the line. He's president of the Blue Key Honor Society. Yes, they are doing Winter Carnival up in Houghton at Michigan Tech. And if you want to find out more, mtu.edu/carnival/2021. We'll also have the interview at our website at sunny.fm. We'll go together.